Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Hey, hey.
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm great. Are you better?
I'm a good bit better, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I think you are.
Okay, thanks.
Because, you know, your voice and your whole demeanor sound different when you're not feeling well or if you're tired. Did you know that about yourself?
Yeah, it makes me sound sexier.
Okay, we'll let you think that.
It's true.
We'll let you think that.
It's true. It, you know, I'll come in and I'll say, Jill, I'm really not feeling good, baby. I'm really not feeling good.
That's can not you, how, no.
Can, yeah,
that's not how you sound,
that's
sweetheart.
Exactly how it sounds. So
no.
I was like, oh.
No.
I'm not feeling good.
No. That's not how you sound. I'm can sorry.
Can you make a little tea for me?
Anyway, let's get to our topic, shall we? And actually, all that you just said leads us perfectly into what our topic is about. Our topic today is all the things we've discovered about each other during this shelter in place coronavirus era. It's all part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
Well, I know what I've discovered about you. What have you discovered about me?
What have you discovered about me?
I have discovered that you want to talk to me more.
Excuse me?
You want me to talk to you more. That's a better way to say it. You want me to talk to you more.
Why shouldn't you? If I'm here, talk to me.
Oh, we're talking about when you're not here.
Talk to me. What?
Well, as we both know, you have had to
continue to
work.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
And so I've always called you while you're working.
Yes.
But now, if I don't call you at times that I normally have or later in the day, you'll be like, I thought you were never going to call me. And you act all like offended and hurt and stuff.
Not true. Not true.
Really?
Really, not true.
Not which part? That you're not offended?
That I'm not offended. I am definitely not offended. What I am is worried about you.
Why?
Because if you usually don't contact, let's say if you got in the habit of, because you, as our audience knows, you tend to get up late. So by the way,
there's
audience,
no problem with that.
By the way, audience, a few episodes ago, we had an episode where Jill was going to start getting up earlier.
For 21 days.
For 21
days.
We're way past
we're
that.
We're way past
but
that.
But during those
and
21
I did try.
Days. Yes. During those 21 days, you did get up
earlier.
Earlier.
Yes. Just not early.
but
earlier.
It was short lived, like I said it would be. Because I know my wife.
I tried.
So anyway, so we all know, but I commend you for trying to do something different.
Yes, so, I tried.
So kudos. So I know who you are. I we've been together for 15 years.
Yes.
I know now you're not going to switch to being a morning person. Okay, I know this.
Okay.
So it's okay.
So what have you discovered?
So even with me, and I know what I said was, I was concerned when I didn't hear about you. I was worried about you because I do know, even with you sleeping late, 10:30, 11 o'clock, noon.
The only time I sleep till noon is if I'm really not feeling well.
Yes, but it's there now. See, you're proving my case. You've proven my case. So if I don't hear from
but
you.
But I didn't sleep till noon on
no,
the days.
No, listen, I'm proving my case. So I also know that if you're not feeling well, I might not hear from you till, you know, 1 o'clock, 1:30. Okay? So I know that. Oh, well, maybe she wasn't feeling well. But if I don't hear from you till 2:30 or 3 o'clock, I'm really concerned. I'm like, oh, I hope Jill is okay. Because if I haven't heard from her in this long of a time, even with her sleeping late, I wonder if she's okay. But I'm also considerate because I said, well, she might be busy. She might be working. She might be grading papers. So I don't call you to check on you because I don't want to get in your space. You know, you're trying to do stuff.
That is considerate of you.
So,
thank you.
So really, that's it. And, so and you hear really concern the reason in my voice when I don't hear from you.
Okay. And the reason that you didn't hear from me for a longer period of time was because I added in working out in this shelter in place era. So I've been working out more.
Good,
so
that's a good thing.
So I would work out before I called you.
Yeah, okay. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Good thing.
I also discovered that you don't like me to ask you why questions.
You already knew that.
No, actually, yeah. I didn't. Yes, it did. Never occurred to me till like today. Like, oh, he doesn't like it when I ask him why questions.
No, that's not exactly it.
What is it?
It's much deeper than that. Much deeper. Because there's certain questions and certain times I tell you certain things that don't require a why. It's like, you know what?
Like the this times is, when you tell me, don't, why are you asking so many questions? Is that what you mean?
No, like I can tell you.
Because you say that sometimes.
No,
too.
I can tell you, you know what, Jill, we've had this discussion before. But it's in your best interest to do such and such, whatever it is. We're not going to get into
right.
the deepness of it. And you'll say, why? But we've kind of already discussed it many times over the years. And you'll say, why? Stop asking why. We've already discussed it.
Well,
you know why.
My mother told you, I never outgrew that. From the time I could talk, I would ask her why questions and I never outgrew it.
Well, you're a grown woman now. It's time to outgrow
childish. I still think why is a valid question.
Things.
It's not childish.
you know how it says in the Bible, it's time to leave childish things alone.
That is not childish.
And that you're grown.
That is not childish. In fact, I am willing to bet that the listeners, if we have listeners who are journalists, please weigh in and tell me if you outgrew the question of why. And
But that's their job.
It used to be mine too.
It's no longer your job.
As you tell me, it's still in my blood.
I don't mind a why questions. Why questions? I ask a lot of whys.
Yes, you
also.
Do.
So, you know, I don't mind it. But then sometimes it doesn't have to be a why. Just accept that what I'm telling you is really for both of our best interests and will only make us better.
I'm working on it.
But so, you didn't just discover that.
I actually did. I really just discovered it like yesterday.
No. Well, okay. Here's something I learned on a serious tip, and it has to do with coronavirus. Okay. So a lot of people where one of the couple has to still go out and work among people, right?
Right.
So they're exposing themselves possibly every day.
Right.
Well, when some of the people come home, there was a journalist.
Yes, I was telling you the story.
Yes, you told me that.
He wrote about, well, we should tell the listeners what we're talking about.
Yeah, and being that you are the former journalist and you like to ask why, who, what, when, where, why, you should tell this part.
Okay, I was getting ready to.
Yeah.
So I was reading where a journalist had been sent out to cover the coronavirus, and he was excited to be allowed to work from home. But when he got home, his wife, who had some autoimmune issues, didn't want him in the rest of the house because they had children and she herself had a compromised immune system. So he was, she told him that he would have to be in a room all by himself, and that for at least for 14 days, you know, because he had been out covering coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And so his family would, you know, put it, when it was time for him to eat, they would knock on the door, leave the tray, and he wasn't supposed to come and, you know, open the door to get the food mm-hmm. until, you know, he knew that they were, had gone away.
Right.
And, you know, his wife's birthday came and, you know, and went, and he FaceTimed them so that he could join in on singing happy birthday mm-hmm. to her. And he, someone knocked on the door and left a piece, you know, it turned out that he left a piece of the birthday cake for mm-hmm. him. But, you know, he was quarantined from his family in the house.
Yeah. And I bet that made him feel a certain way because he really wanted to get home to his family.
Right.
Because he had been out in the field.
Right. And, but at the same time, he didn't want to jeopardize their health.
That's understandable.
Yes.
Okay. So getting back to us, we had to agree that
No, listeners, Tony decided it wasn't a we.
Well, listeners, if you live in Georgia and you're listening to us, at one time when they brought the first people in from China, was it China?
To do what? To
the Georgia? Ones that were infected and they brought to Georgia, they brought into over there to the
they had been on a cruise.
It was on a cruise?
Yes.
Okay. And they took some of them and put them in hotels.
You're right.
And they took some
of them, put them in the middle of the woods.
They put them in the middle of the woods in a state park.
Yes.
Yeah, way out in little trailers in the FEMA trailers. Okay. So I was saying to Jill, I said, well, you know, if I contract, I would, you know, shelter at one of the hotels that they provided. And that was my plan if I contracted. And then a few weeks later, I was thinking about it and I was like, Oh, and by the way, you do have health. Both of us have health conditions that give us a weakened immune system.
Correct.
So, but then I start thinking, but I don't want to be away from you that long.
And I would worry that you were, you know, you were someplace that I couldn't get to you. And, you know, I would worry that you're out there alone, even though, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I would worry about
you.
And our house is big enough to where you could just do what that journalist did. And just
isolate. So I wouldn't have to isolate in the garage.
Right.
But you know, we do have a separate bedroom
and yes.
you know, an entrance that would take me straight to that bedroom.
Yes.
Well, in a few steps.
Yes.
So that I would stay up there and we would probably do the same thing that they did.
Right.
We keep our distance, bring me my food, all of that. There's a bathroom right there also. So you wouldn't use the bathroom and all of that. But we may excuse me. But we did make a conscious decision that I would be in the house and not the garage, where I could open the door and see you and you could see me.
Yes.
If we wanted. We'd keep distance.
Keep the distance.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but I think that's because we love each other so much and we're willing to take that chance. And I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's condition is different, you know, I mean,
right.
How they are, where they have children.
Right.
If we had small children.
Then the conversation might be a
different.
Little different.
Yeah. Yes. I need to stay away. So, but that's the really serious conversations that a lot of people have to make. And I'm really curious, listeners, if any of you had to make those types of decisions, and did it create, I don't know, do I want to say issues, or did you discover, which is our episode, something about your partner that you didn't know before? Did you discover that they love you even more than you thought? And
is that what you discovered when you realized that I didn't want you to not come home?
No, not that I discovered that you love me more. It just showed me the strength of our love. You're my ride or die chick, baby.
Why does someone have to die? Someone please explain that to me.
You are my
understand.
You are really my ride or die chick. Somebody that's really got your back.
I do have your back.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, I do have your back.
So when these types of things come up in life, you really get to discover how bonded you are with your partner, which is a good thing, which makes our love even stronger.
Absolutely.
When we go through things. So that's a good thing. But I'm wondering, in the audience, did anybody and their partner kind of have the opposite effect?
Where they discovered something they didn't like about their partner?
Well, where they discovered that their partner didn't have their back as much as they thought they would.
Oh, well, I really hope no one discovered that.
Me too. I mean,
but I keep saying to you that either there will be an increase in divorces or there'll be an increase in babies.
Babies. Megan. It'd be called the Corona babies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hmm. Yes, I do. So have you discovered anything about yourself during this time?
Not really. But what I can say is that I don't have a death wish. I don't want to die any sooner. But for many years now, I have not been afraid of death.
Right.
So I'm very happy to be alive, but I'm just not a person that's afraid to die. So that's comforting for me. I'm probably more concerned about if I did get sick, leaving you alone. But for myself, I'm not really afraid to die. So the coronavirus really puts that thought process I have to the test, and
right.
It hasn't changed. I'm still like, well, you know, I'm taking precautions. I'm doing everything I can. I don't want to die, but if something happens, I'm still ready. Because
yes.
At this point in my life, I try to live my life in such a way where I don't have any regrets about
right.
anything I do.
Right.
So I guess that was a discovery, because it's put to the test, you know. And how often do we put our beliefs, do we really put our beliefs to the test?
That's true.
Is the question.
That's true. Well, I've realized that I'm more, well, I discovered three things about myself.
Three?
I am more hopeful than I realized about the future. I really am hopeful.
Okay.
I am more reclusive than I thought I was.
Really?
Well, I know that you and I, you have told me, you know, Jill, you have hermit tendencies.
Yes, yeah, Jill, you can't be a hermit.
And I kind of like, thought it was kind of funny. But now I realize you're dead on with that. I really could be a recluse if you weren't there to tell me, you know,
yes.
go outside at least once. I've only been out once during this whole whole time.
Yeah,
and part of it is because I have a weakened immune system. So part of it is that.
Yeah.
And then part of it is that I'm perfectly happy to be inside of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the third thing is I realize even more the stories I want to tell in my writing.
Okay.
That's it.
That's pretty good. And listeners, we would be happy to hear what you have discovered about yourself during this whole thing.
Yes.
I know we make this show humorous and we try to, you know, keep it happy and fun, but coronavirus is very real and it's going to bring out real emotions in all of us. And we begin to wonder what is important in life.
Yes.
And how we treat people.
Yes.
And I've seen coronavirus bring the best out of people. And I've seen it bring the worst out of people.
Well, I think it just enhanced who we are, really. To me, if you were a kind person before, you're showing your kindness even more now.
Uh-huh.
And if you weren't so kind before, you're showing that too. So I think it just enhanced who people really are to me. That's been my observation.
That's unfortunate. It makes me sad that people have to react that way.
True. Have you discovered something negative about me that you think is funny?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I was hoping you'd say no, but go ahead.
Yes, I have.
Go for it. I can take it.
It's that when you know that I've been out in the field doing stuff since maybe 5 o'clock in the morning, and you think it's okay that I don't hear from you till 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because I've spent a whole day not hearing from you, wondering if you're okay. Because you have a weakened immune system.
That's a funny thing?
That's not a funny thing.
I asked you, what's the negative that was
That's
funny?
That's a negative.
Oh.
I didn't hear the funny part. I just heard
I
negative.
Say, I didn't hear I anything heard funny in that.
You said, what's a negative? That's a negative. Yes.
Okay. I could do a better job. Actually, I have been doing a better job.
Yes, you have.
Because you commented on it so much that.
Obviously, now, I needed to.
Now I call you before I even get out of the bed now.
Hey, even if you are like sent a text, hey, I'm okay.
I don't normally text you.
Doesn't matter if you didn't feel like calling me, if you just sent a text, hey, I'm okay. Okay, cool. No problem.
Well, I felt like I resolved that issue by just calling you before I even get out of the bed. Like, hey,
no, okay.
What's up?
Then you can go back to sleep, right?
No. No. No, I usually get up afterwards.
Woo!
Yeah, anything else?
I
feel like this is a confessional.
Is there anything else? Oh, you said negative funny.
Yeah. Or positive funny.
Are negatives funny?
They can be. You can laugh things off.
Yes, you can. Yes, that is true. No, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Nothing else.
All right. Well, let's get to our second segment.
Next segment?
Next segment that we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
Well, this time I agree with you. I don't think the segment really fits what we're talking about for a conclusion resolution.
No.
Unless, actually, I do have a conclusion.
Yay!
Is take the time to discover something about the people in your household.
Well, that gives me thought.
I think that was more of a tip, though. It's not really a conclusion.
Even if it's a tip, that gives me thought.
Maybe my conclusion is you are going to discover things about your partner. That's my conclusion.
That's your conclusion.
Or anybody in your household. You're probably going to discover something about them.
Okay.
During this time.
So if they do.
That would be our next segment. You're about to give advice, it sounds like.
I was just going to ask a question.
Oh.
What do you do with all this negative or positive or things you discover about the people you live with?
Well, you're asking a writer that, so you just file it away to be used at a later date. Yeah, that's okay. What you do.
Okay, dokie.
Because it's being filed away.
You know what I like? I like to say okie dokie.
Why?
Because it's one of those, phrases that nobody uses anymore. And
a lot of people still say that.
A lot of us old people.
I was going to say, okay.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
Well, let's get to our last segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Do you have any advice for people who are discovering things positive or negative about the people in their household?
Yes.
Or their partner?
Yes, I do. No matter what you discover about your partner or the people in your household, remember, it's still good during these times to shelter in place. So even if they do things that are so horrendous to you, that bug you so much, and you're like, I gotta get out of here. Yes, it's okay to go outside and, you know, get away from them a little bit, but don't go to the park and start gathering with a whole bunch of other people, like 50 people gathering because they're all tired of being with the people in their house. And people have been doing that. They have been like, oh, the heck with this. Let's go hang out at the park, all of us. And they actually do that. So just don't do that. Remember what kind of times we're in and learn to, if they're driving you crazy, learn to calm down, take a breath, go outside, and leave it alone, because ultimately they're still your loved ones. So
that's great advice. And if you can't go outside, you know, maybe I know a lot of people have been binge watching things on TV, or maybe they're doing what I do anyway. I just like to, and that's read, where you can escape in someone else's world. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever it takes, you know, that they're,
yes,
you know, these are hard times. So,
yes. And also my tip would be, realize that as you're learning things about your loved ones, whether they're in your household or maybe you discovered something about them from being on, you know, during a video conference or something, realize that they're discovering things about you too.
About you too. Might not be so good.
Right. Because none of us is perfect. So I, as I said earlier, I believe that many people are showing even more who they are at this time. So, right. But as you said, whatever you do, be safe.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything else you want to say?
I love all our listeners.
I thought you were going to say, I love you.
Tell you that all the time.
You can say it again.
I love you too.
I never get tired of it.
I love you too.
I love you.
I love all the listeners. And as I always say, even the listeners that don't like me, I have love for you. Even those that think I'm obnoxious, I still have love for you.
I have love for all too. I do.
All right. Cool.
I do. Well, you've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music, Nick Zinke for the art, and thank you, listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
For just listening to us.
Yes, makes our day.
But hey, we still would like to hear from you. And maybe now you have a little more time to
do that. A little more time. So
reach out.
Doesn't matter how you contact us. If you know us personally, you know how to contact us. So
that's true.
So go ahead.
Go ahead. Contact us. All right.
Cool. We're done.
We're saying bye.
We're saying bye.
Until later, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.